The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I am the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, Bick Truss. Woo-woo! Chris Bisignano. So in this episode, we will preview, obviously, the huge game with the, I think every game's going to be huge from here on out, Arizona Cardinals. We will make our picks for Week 14, which I thought I was in worse shape than I was, but I'm okay. And we will take your Twitter questions. But first, the big question on everybody's mind, pal. What's your prediction on Daniel Jones? I saw you just put a tweet out, which was good news, I think, but wanted to get your take, pal.
Yeah, well, he's questionable, you know, but he was a full go at practice today, so it looks like he's going to go Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little concerned about Blake Martinez, though. He didn't practice today.
Yeah.
He's listed as questionable, but he did not practice. Neither did Donay Holmes, you know.
Yeah.
That could be an issue. You know, those back injuries, they could be a pain. They could be tricky, man.
Chris, I'll be honest with you. As soon as I saw back last week, I was worried about it. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a little concerned about that. But as far as Jones, I asked Judge today about, you know, did you ramp him up yesterday? And he said they did, you know. And a little concerning when he said, I had a long talk with him last night and this morning, which kind of seemed like to me that he was kind of saying, yeah, I know you want to go, but we're not quite sure if you're going to go.
Right.
But he did practice full today. It looks like he showed enough. He'll be listed as questionable, and I expect to see him Sunday. Now, I also expect to see a little bit of a downscaled game plan as far as Jones goes. And what I mean by that is I think they'll show the zone read, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think Jones is pulling it out and running. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I just don't think he's going to pull it out and run.
Yeah, they don't. They're not going to want to risk further injury to that hamstring. And I believe you. I was going to ask you another question. It may come off as buffoonish, so please don't judge me, dude. But would they ever get into a situation where they platoon McCoy and Jones, or is it just one or the other? And it sounds like a ridiculous question, but the difference in Jones and McCoy is that vast. Where would they ever do that?
You know, if they say Jones is good to go, no, I don't see that.
Okay.
You know, I don't see that. I just think they'll, you know, corral a little bit.
Whatever, yeah.
You know, cut down a little bit in the packages, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, that being said, if he plays Sunday, and right now it's questionable,
yeah.
You know, as we all know, it's 50-50, but, you know, we're all leaning towards him playing.
Mm-hmm.
He had to show Jones how he could cut, you know, get out of the pocket a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, where he doesn't aggravate the injury, you know?
Right.
So obviously he's good enough to do that.
Yeah.
I just don't think they want to put him in a situation, Jerry, where he rips off a zone read and he has like an eagle type situation where he's got nothing but green in front of him.
Yeah.
And then he's going to try to kick it into another gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And boom, done for the year.
It's like good news, good news, bad news situation. The play worked, right. But be careful what you wish for. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. I believe Jones will play this week and for what he showed today in practice. So expect to see him, you know.
So,
Blake Martinez.
So
now,
I was going to say, so Jones with no zone read is basically the Pat Shermer offense with Daniel Jones now.
Well, no. Well, look, Jerry, I think they'll show it.
Yeah.
They'll show the Cardinals. Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
I just don't think he's going to pull it out and run.
Got it. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So we'll see exactly what they do. But obviously he did enough today to go back in the pocket, throw, cut,
Yeah.
You know, all that. You know. Look, this is the NFL. He's not going to drop back in a pocket, pressure, you know, get pressured and go and collapse and go, oh, my leg hurts. So I'm just going to collapse now when we get pressured. No, yeah, it ain't happening. He's going to try to get the hell out of there, you know?
Yep.
And he obviously showed Joe Judge enough that, you know, he should be able to go Sunday. That was just the point I was getting at, Jerry. I don't think they want him in an open field situation where he tries to kick it into another gear.
Got it.
And Bowling pulls that damn thing, you know?
Yep.
So.
All right.
But like I said, Sunday night, Jerry, you know, the leg was like 90 to 95%.
Yeah.
A little bit towards the 90% side, you know? And that's where he's at now. That leg is not 100. From what I understand, Jerry, it's not 100%. It's getting close, you know?
Yeah.
And these injuries are tricky, dude. You know, it's not another part of the body. These are things where you want to make sure the guy could cut, stop, you know, on a dime, all that, you know, where he doesn't pull it.
Chris, based on what you know, just curious, would you play him or would you play it safe and throw McCoy in there?
Jerry, I can't make that judgment because I'm not on a practice field.
Yeah.
If I was behind him for 3 days like Judge was,
yeah,
and I looked the way he's moving, I might say, yeah, he's good to go.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't say that, Joe, you know, because I don't know. I don't know if we know it's almost healed.
Yeah.
And obviously he's shown that he's good enough to go.
Yeah.
If he goes, you know, which I expect him now to go.
Okay. So. Got it. The Cardinals.
He's a little bit.
Yeah, Martinez. Sorry. That's why you were jumping on him.
He's practicing. Now, he's listed as questionable. He might go.
Yeah.
But he did not practice today. And usually, if you don't practice that Friday, chances are you might not be going Sunday.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to keep an eye on that. And Darnay Holmes, a guy who didn't practice today either. They're not going to play.
Was that a new injury, Darnay?
The knee. You know, he's had a little issue with that early in the year, too.
Okay.
But obviously, something happened during Sunday's game that it, you know, kicked up on him, and he's been listed all week on the injury report, and now today he didn't practice, so a little bit of a concern there too. You know, the kid's done a lot for the Giants, man.
He has, and he's come on of late. He's getting better each week. I wonder what it'll look like the secondary, who steps in the slot for him.
Okay. You're going to see a lot of X-Men.
Yeah, okay. So
I think you'll see a lot more of X-Men if Donnie Holmes can't go. You'll see Logan over in that slot a lot. You'll see Pep, you know, he'll do the different schemes, but that means more snaps for somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Most likely. And you look for X-Men, X2, I'll call him, X-McKinney, to increase those snaps if Holmes is out.
So there you go, Giant fans. Everybody's been asking over and over again how we get McKinney in. Well, with Logan Ryan and Peppers playing so well, there you go. That's a way to get him in. And he's that versatile. You sang his praises early on. He's that versatile to be able to pull that off. So now looks like we'll get to see him more than we've seen him so far, obviously.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. You know, Arizona's coming in. This was a team that you liked early on. I think they started off 5-2. Yeah. They've lost four of their last five. It seems like every week. I think it was one of the games. I think I lost that game. It was one of the games I lost this week. I think I took them. What's going on with them, Chris? Do you have any insight into what the hell, why are they in the slump that they're in?
I don't think there's any coincidence, Jerry, that their offense has been the same since Kyler Murray took that shot on his shoulder.
Yeah, right.
You know, they haven't been the same. Murray hasn't been running. Here's the thing, watching them, you know, Murray hasn't been taking off as much.
Right.
Which kind of makes you believe that he doesn't want to take that hit, you know, that shoulder's balling a bit. Now, look. His accuracy is still there, man.
Yeah.
All right. But part of his game is getting out there and taking off.
Right.
And he's fast, man, real fast, you know?
Yeah.
He's got 10 rushing touchdowns, you know? And it was curious, Jerry, because last week I'm looking at a play inside the 5. It might have been on the 6. But anyway, inside the 10. Let's be safe. I'm trying to remember. But sure. Against the Rams. And Kyler Murray, they love to do that option play down there. Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Which is really tough to defend with him, right?
Yep.
And most times he'll keep that. And he's got a lot of his 10 rushing touchdowns like that. He quickly got rid of it last week.
Yeah.
They pulled it, and he quickly, you know, pitched it to, I think it was Chase Edmonds, if I remember right. Looked like he was taking no chances of taking that hit.
Right.
You know? So, look, they kind of deny it, but there's obviously some kind of issue going on with Murray's shoulder. But the offense just hasn't been the same. Look, they lost Fat Larry Fitzgerald a couple of games. Not that he was doing a lot, but still Larry Fitzgerald. You got to
still a name, still a presence. Yep.
He'll be back Sunday.
Yeah.
They don't have much production at a tight end slot, although now Dan Arnold, this guy Arnold, is coming on the last few weeks. And what happened is that they're averaging 150 a game rushing, Jerry, but a lot of that was because of Kyler
Murray. Yeah, right.
You know?
Yep.
But Kenyon Drake is no slouch, don't get me wrong. And we all know what Chase Edmonds did to us last year, although that's a totally different team.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The Giants, meaning the Giants.
Yeah, right.
Last year. So, they're struggling a little bit offensively. You know, and on the defensive side.
Real quick, I'm sorry, Chris. DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. He was added to the injury list this week too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's conflicting reports. They had him down his neck and back. I gotta wait to see that when the injury report comes out now.
Okay.
And then I saw something about it's actually personal.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A personal matter.
Yeah, interesting.
So I don't know what's going on with DeAndre, but expect to see him Sunday.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt he's playing. You know, I didn't see anybody injury wise, but he looks like he won't go. So you'll see him, and you're going to see Kenyon Drake. You're going to see Little Evans, you know, and we'll see what Murray does again, you know, as far as him taking off and being part of the run game.
Yeah.
That's what makes them so tough to defend is when Murray's getting out, you know, and taking off.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Defensively, what are they, how do the Giants match up running game? And if Daniel Jones can go, are you optimistic with this?
I know
one of the guys, Buda Baker, you love him. You've always liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the way – I like the chances of the Giants running the ball. I think they're going to run the ball well this week.
Okay.
Especially outside the tackles.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see more of that 13 that Garrett likes.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see them pounding it outside zones and then those 13 and just smacking them in the mouth a little bit. I noticed looking at Arizona, they do give up running plays, especially outside those tackles.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's going to be there. I think it's going to be there. And I also think, I want you to watch for a few things this week. Watch Deion Lewis out of the backfield this week receiving.
Okay.
Campbell and Hicks are very susceptible to that. Running backs coming out in the flat, doing little flat routes and all that. They've had communication issues, especially last week against the Rams, mm-hmm. You know. So watch for that. Now they might get that cleaned up. We'll see. But they're an aggressive defense, man.
Yeah.
And Buda Baker is a lot like a Jamal Adams. He'll come up to that line of scrimmage. He's going to blitz. He'll be up in that box. He'll drop back the whole deal. You know, he's a solid player, man.
Yeah.
He's a real good player.
Yep.
Giants go from Adams to him now, you know?
Yeah.
The guy you got to account for. Where is he? You know what I mean?
Right. Because
he could do some damage to you know? So now, look, a kid they're starting to get more and more involved and who's playing better and better is a guy, I think a name that we all know around here.
I was going to ask you about him. Yeah.
And that's Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people asked like 3 weeks ago, hey, what the hell is this guy? You know, and
right.
He's getting 12 snaps a game. Well, now he's up to the 30s, you know.
Yeah.
And he's making a difference. He's making a little bit of an impact out there. The kid's a real good player, man.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to see, you know, him a lot too, you know.
Yeah, he was obviously a guy we loved in college and then had Syvertson on and he said, you can't, not the guy you build around, but an important piece if you have a solid defense already, kind of a guy you can throw in, and I hate the term, but it's used all the time, Swiss Army knife. Remind you a little bit of Peppers, but big, like coming out of college, I mean, in that you didn't know what to do with him, but was he a safety? Was he a linebacker? And yeah, I was going to ask you about him. So it's interesting you brought him up. That was a guy that a lot of Giant fans liked for the Giants in the 2020 draft.
It's interesting what Vance Joseph does with him. You know, I actually seen him shoot him back in a safety role.
Yeah.
On a pre-snap, he'll be lined up as a linebacker, and on a pulse, he shoots back at a safety role. He's covering guys out of the backfield. He's starting to make an impact for them.
Yeah, he's a great athlete.
And I tell you what, man, he'll put a hat on you too, man.
Yeah.
He'll put a hit on you, Isaiah Simmons. You know, watching him, I remember him in Clemson too, man. He'll stick his head in there and drill you, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, look, a guy that's making a little bit of a difference too is the old veteran, Pico, too, your big defensive tackle.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yep.
You know, he's doing some things for them. But look, Jerry, their secondary, Patrick Peters is not the same player.
No,
okay?
right.
He's got beef for 6 touchdowns this year. He's had some interference calls. He's given up like 60-something percent or 70% of passes. Yeah, he's not the same player.
Right.
Okay? Kirkpatrick, the veteran on the other side, is all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, so these guys, Byron Murphy's all right. These guys, you know, they could do – this is why you kind of hope – obviously, you hope Jones plays because I think Jones could do some things
Right.
Oh, sorry. My dog's going crazy. I think Jones could do some things
on
their secondary. You know, so I think the Giants are going to move the ball, Jerry. I think they'll run it. I think they'll be able to throw it too, man.
Do you fear Josh Morrow at all, Chris? You good with him?
Yeah, he's not even playing.
No, I know. He's third string. I just wanted to.
No, he doesn't even play. I think he's on IR. He's not even active.
Okay. I saw that he was on the roster. I had no idea if he was playing or not. A name we all know and love. That's all. From the James Betcher days. Anything else?
Speaking of, you know, John, let's not forget Marcus Golden now. You know,
that's right.
Marcus Golden, he's doing his thing. Second on the team in pressures. Yep. Got there late.
Yeah.
Getting in that pocket, doing some things on screen passes, you know, chasing runners down. So,
yeah.
Golden's there. And another guy, remember Devon Kennard?
Devon Kennard, yep. There's another one.
Yeah, you're right. Devon Kennard.
Yeah.
So he uses some pass rush situations and he's getting some pressure. So some old faces you're going to see Sunday.
Jordan Hicks as well. Another one. Another and opponent wise, I mean, like he was with Philly. So.
Yeah, I think we're all familiar with him, right?
Oh, yeah. All too much, buddy.
Sorry about the dog going crazy.
Ah, dude, kidding me? It's all right. Love that. It's awesome.
UPS, every time UPS pulls up, the dog goes crazy, even though UPS has pulled up about 7,000 times.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, we have the same people pulling up to our house and our dogs bark all the time. In fact, I'm surprised nobody hears them now. They're outside yapping. All right, dude. Anything else about the Cardinals that you want to talk about or this matchup before we get to the pick segment? I thought, I don't know, maybe I just saw them more, but I think you set a record for a film review this week. It just seemed like you had a ton of them. They are so popular. The views that you're getting are incredible. You do a great job with it. And it's half joking when I say Bic should sponsor you, but they really should. I mean, it's that good. And I think it's a real treat for everybody to see them. I'm not kissing your ass here. I'm just being honest. Based on everything you were doing this week, all the film work you were doing, is there anything else you wanted to bring up with regard to mismatches or things like that?
No, that's it. No, that's it. I think we covered a little bit, you know, what to expect, you know, so.
Yep. All right, buddy. Before we get to the pick segment, a word from our sponsor, MyBookie. Between the NFL and college football, there's no shortage of games to watch. And with thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you could turn your game day into payday, baby, with MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into a real moneymaker. And don't forget the underdogs. They have a ton of value. The thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really dogs on Sunday. Every team has a chance to win. Well, except for the New York Jets. And you do too. Game spreads, championship futures, and player prop bets. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code, GIANT, to claim a deposit match, dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code GIANT for you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Even stacked UFC cards, you can bet on those as well. All the major sports and more. Sign up today to begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Again, guys, promo code GIANT. And we are back. So I thought I did worse last week. I was had a horrible feeling watching the games. Sometimes I forget who I take. And I was only down one, so it wasn't that bad. And I would have been even, I wanted to take the Giants, but the smart move was to take Seattle. But anyway, down three on the season. Could have been a lot worse. But yeah, it's funny re-listening to the picks, which I do every week just to make sure I get it right. The one that you said was really prophetic was you said, oh yeah, rookie quarterback going against Bill Belichick, I'm going to take the Patriots. And the score of that game was 45-0 Patriots. So there you go. And we were close. You're close with taking the Jets over the Raiders, which would have been, I mean, we both took the Raiders, but it's just interesting how they play out based on the commentary before the game. So.
And Jerry, yeah. Just quickly before we get to the next segment. I like to get to something here. I know I saw on social media before Shaq Griffin of the Seahawks.
I was going to bring that up. I saw you commented on it. Yep.
You know, coming out and saying, oh, we really didn't take the Giants seriously. We don't really want up, something like that. You know, you talk about a crybaby. I mean, are you kidding me, Shaq? I guess when you were up 5-0 at halftime, you were taking them seriously. Is that the way this works?
Right.
But in the second half, when you couldn't stop the run and all that, and you couldn't move the ball, you know, I guess, what, all of a sudden you didn't take them seriously? Is that the way it works? You know, you want to talk about a crybaby.
You know,
and that's typical Pete Carroll, you know, with his phony acting, Mr. Nice Guy. That's the way he feels behind the scenes, trust me. You know, Carroll, people remember from him from years ago making choke signs on kickers and all that crap. Okay?
Yes, I was never a Pete Carroll fan. Never liked the guy.
He's such a phony.
Seeing him, like you said last week, seeing him look like somebody just beat the crap out of him after that game was not fun. It was nice to see. So that shows you how seriously they did take it, because they didn't see that beat down coming. But that's sour grapes after the fact. That's a clown show.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys, give me a break. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, we didn't see this. Also, in the first half, you just shut them out. You know, I guess you did. You were up for it. You did see him coming, but then the second half, you didn't. Right? I mean, come on. I mean, I can't stand that crybaby crap. You got beat. Maybe you'll have another shot in January.
Tell you what, Jamal Adams did have some nice things to say yesterday.
Yeah, he was pissed off.
Yeah, he was praising the Giants.
Yeah, he was praising them, you know?
Yeah, nice.
So, you know, it's always one or two guys, you know, and all that crap, so.
That was funny. I saw it. When I read your tweet, it's like I read it in your voice. Like, okay, Shaq, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, I can't stand that, that sour grape crap. You know, just give me a break, Shaq. You got beat, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it happens, you know, so at least Jamal Adams was man enough to say, yeah, no, we got whipped, you know?
Right.
So.
Well said, buddy. So last night you had the Pats. So down two. No, I'm down three going into this week. Chris did not have the Pats last night. We did not pick. So there we go. Here's a tough one, dude, in a horrible game. Texans at Bears. Remember we lost to the Bears week two? Like, man, I'd love to play them again. Oh, man. That's a tough one.
It was funny. When they were 5-1, the whole league, basically everybody was like, yeah, they're 5-1, but. They're not going to playoffs. Remember, everybody was like,
"We also said that about another team last week. We said, "Yeah, they're undefeated, but we're just not seeing it."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That team's going to stumble into the playoffs and probably get beat the first game.
I agree.
All right, but Houston at Chicago, I'll go with Deshaun Watson in Houston.
Deshaun Watson came out after that game. He had some choice words to say as well. I guess I'll go Bears at home. I don't know. That's a flip of the coin. I don't like either team. Oh, this is a good one. Vikings at Bucks. It's almost like the battle of like which team is for real, right? Like, no, that's actually a good one to watch.
I'll go with Brady a couple weeks for this game. They feel better about themselves the way they finish against the Chiefs in that loss going to the last four games. So I'm going to go with Tampa and Brady.
I'm with you on that one. The Vikings struggle in Tampa as well historically. I will go with Tampa Bay and Brady. The Cowboys at the Bengals, man, that game Tuesday night, a couple times when they got rushed, the Ravens ran all over them a couple times when Lamar Jackson was running, there was no one near him. And somebody put on Twitter like, oh, Darian Thompson had an interception. Yeah. Okay. It was a deflection. Look at the rest of the plays. They were pointing out how out of place he was. So anyway. Who do you like in this one?
You know what, man? I'm going to go with Cincy at home.
You know, I'm going to agree with you because I'm going to root for them. Taking either one of these teams, it's not like if you take the Cowboys, it's a lock. I'll go with Cincy at home as well. I don't know what kind of attitude the Cowboys are going to go in with, man. I don't know if they're packing it in yet or what. But
I guess they'll look at the Andy Dalton revenge game, I guess.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
Team, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Look, Dallas is, Dallas looks horrible, right, Jerry?
They do. They really do.
So I'll go with Cincy. We're probably both wrong, but I'll go with
Cincy. Probably. I could have caught up on this one, but I'm going to go Cincy as well. Broncos at Panthers, 4-8 at 4-8.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Carolina at home on that one.
It's basically the team that was home I was going to go with, so. Not that that matters anymore, right? There's no fans. I don't know why I keep doing that, but I'll go Carolina. 11-1 Chiefs at 8-4 Dolphins, Chris.
Yeah, no, I think Kansas City's going to show Miami what's up this week. Relax yourselves.
Still Chiefs, still the Chiefs, yeah. All right, I'll go first here. Titans at Jaguars. I'll go Titans.
Sure?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
I tell you, Jerry, yeah. I'll go with the I'm going to go with you in this one.
Yeah.
They need this game, obviously, but it wouldn't shock me, Jerry, because yeah. Jacksonville has been in all these games.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if they upset Tennessee. It really wouldn't, but I'm gonna stick with you.
Not to pick on them, but like they're 1-11 and the Jets are 0-12. The Jaguars are light years ahead of the Jets, right? Like as far as like being in games.
Yeah, sure, man. They've been in a lot of these games.
Right. You know? It almost feels like the Giants early in the season. Like, wow, we're 0-5, but we're in these games.
So. Yeah. They've been a lot. Look, even lost, you know, they lost in overtime last week. You know, they lost by two the week before that to the Browns. You know, yeah. They've been in these games, man. They're fighting hard. So,
yeah.
Jerry, I'll go with Tennessee. This is a big game for Titans, obviously. They can't blow this to these 1-11 guys, but it yeah. wouldn't shock me if Jacksonville upset them, man.
Jets at Seahawks. I think the Seahawks win this one by 40.
Yeah, they'll be up for this game.
Yeah, right. See, that's how we play New York. Nice. We'll both go Seahawks. Colts at Raiders. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, look, I thought Adam Gase and the Jets did the right thing by firing that fool Greg Williams the next morning.
Yeah, it's, yes.
But just to show you, Jerry, how bad of a coach Adam Gase is.
Yeah.
That he's not a head coach. Never, obviously, he'll never will be after this disgrace. But he's on the sideline. He missed the next day. Oh, yeah, I heard that call. I should have stopped it.
Is that crazy?
You're a head coach. He was engaged in another conversation. There's 13 seconds left. What could you possibly be doing on the sideline?
If he heard the word zero yelled, I mean, you have to react to that and say, wait, what? What? Zero? I mean, he said he heard zero. Like, oh, my God.
And just to appreciate Joe Judge that he's involved in every aspect of the team.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
Where Adam Gase gets hired. High is that overrated fool, Greg Williams, who always comes on through the scene, has one good season the first year, and then it always falls apart with that fool. Always. Right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Adam Gase hired him and basically said, okay, you run a defense. I want nothing to do with it. That's not a head coach, brother.
Right.
You know? It's not a head coach.
I got two questions about that. One, will Greg Williams ever be employed ever again?
Oh, I'm sure he will, Jerry. Yeah, okay. I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Look, he got another job at the Bounty Gate. He's been making a fool with his arrogance all these years. Okay? He was on the 0-16 Browns team, all right, yeah. As a coordinator, the whole deal. I'm sure somebody will come in, some new coach will come in and say, offensive coach, you know, come in and say, oh, yeah, I want a new defense. Hire him, let him run the defense. You know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He shouldn't, Jerry. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Right.
That was one of the worst calls I've ever seen.
Ever.
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 That's up there with the Pasarchik fumble.
It is. It really is.
It's just a different matter, but it's up there.
Yep.
That's inexcusable. He blew that game for his football team. You want the players to lose it, not the coaches, right?
Especially since the play before, they just missed on it, right?
And good for Marcus May to come out after the game and say, yeah, that was a bad call.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what we're doing there.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Don't let that idiot get away with it.
The other question I have for you is, were you surprised that they allowed Gase to fire him only because Gase's days are numbered? Like, I was almost like, wow, why wouldn't they just get rid of everyone at once?
No, they're going to let Gase run out the string, Jerry. Okay. That was a whole organization decision there, dude.
Okay.
From what I understand, the players were incensed, you know?
Yeah.
The front office... Woody Johnson just sipping tea in England, wherever the hell he is. I think everybody was like, are you get rid of this guy?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you mentioned the Pasarchik play. They fired the OC the next day, Gibson. I mean, it was that bad of a call. It was terrible.
In that situation, Jerry, I don't care if you got two all-pro corners. You don't do that.
No, you don't. What? No way.
You just don't do that in that situation.
No
that
point in it.
There's the most ridiculous call I've ever seen.
No point. Wow.
Get him out of here. Get it lost.
I know. I'd say, sorry, man. Sorry to dwell on it, Giant fans. Like, that's like that old boys network that just keeps getting rehired. Like, God, like that's why I asked you that question. Like, is Greg Williams getting another job? Yeah, I think you're right. I think he does. And it's like,
oh, I'm sure he will.
Why? Yeah. Why? All right. Colts at Raiders. I'm going to go Raiders at home, even though you really can't. That's a stupid pick. I'm changing. I'm talking myself out of it, but I'm still going to go with Raiders.
All right, I'm going to go with Indy.
You should. It's a better pick.
Four. I think they need it. These Raiders guys, oh, please. They're lucky they won. Obviously, we just talked about it. I know. They shouldn't have won last week. I'll go with Indy.
I'll stick with the Raiders. Packers at Lions. I'll go Packers.
Yeah, me too.
Although the Lions did come through for me last week with the Patricia launch. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Team that did not come through for me, Falcons at Chargers. I will go Chargers at home.
All right, I'll go with Atlanta at home.
They're on the road. They're on the road, Falcons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Atlanta on the road.
Okay. Just make sure you got that. I just want to make sure that you knew that. That's all.
Yeah. I'll go with Atlanta.
Ah, tough one. Washington at San Fran. Washington's looking good, man. They really are.
Yeah, they're looking good, but I think San Francisco rebounds and beats the Washington team at home.
I hope you're right, because I'm going to be rooting for them. 49ers. Saints at Philly with the Jalen Hurts era underway.
Yeah. Well, Jalen Hurts, unfortunately for him, he's going to be facing one of the best defenses in the league.
Ridiculously bad offensive line right now. By the way, Giant fans, if you didn't know, Carson Wentz next year counts $34 million against the cap.
Ooh,
if they cut him, it's 50.
Oh. Wow.
So there you go.
What a shame. I feel bad.
You get everything here from the Giant Insider podcast.
That really, really breaks my heart to hear that.
Me too. I can barely sleep. Steelers at Bills.
Excuse me, Jerry. I reminded a few Eagle fans the last few days you have a $128 million backup.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I have to give a shout out to a friend of mine. We don't bother each other in the offseason. And he texted me this morning, good buddy of mine. Eagle fan said, you have one hell of a coach, by the way. I'm like, wow, that's out of nowhere. Like, he's right. We do. Philly guy, too, Joe Judge. Good game.
Steelers. Right, Jerry, one second. Jerry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we get to the next game, just to get back to Judge.
Yeah.
As you saw by my tweet, how excited I was when Judge was talking to us Thursday.
Yes.
And he mentioned about analytics.
Which you love, Chris.
Right. Okay, so I'm watching the Zoom, and I swear, you're on mute until you get called on, and then you're unmuted, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I was like, thank God, okay?
Yeah.
As you saw the tweet.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
He basically said, we have analytics, but no, we go by the feel of the game.
Right.
If I got to do this 100 times, I got to do this 1,000 times. If I got to run it, I got to blitz. We're going to do what I feel during that game, the hunt, but basically like the hunch, how we get the feeling during the game.
Got it. Yep.
And that's how we roll here.
Yeah.
Okay? Not some jackass blowhole looking at some chart and going, third and two, a fourth and two, we're going to go for it here because the charts – are you kidding me? All right? So, Giants fans, be happy that you have a guy – that goes by the feel of the game, brother.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, Jerry. I was happy to hear that.
I love it.
It made my day. Thank you, Joe Judge. That's what coaching is all about.
Chris,
now
I hate...
Look at that shot saying, we should do this or do this.
I think it's overused in baseball. Everybody thinks they're Moneyball. Like, come on.
Oh, God.
It's not Brad Pitt here, guys. Come on. It's just a movie.
Somebody put it on Twitter. Oh no, you can't compare the sport. Baseball always. Yeah, well, tell Yankee fans that after they lost Game 2, when Aaron Boone and his chart shit crap, starting one guy a starter and all that crap. Tell Yankee fans that. I want to throw Boone off a building. Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Yep.
Please.
I agree. It's overused. Completely overused. Another thing Judge does, and this is the fan buffoon part of me that got so excited. I love Chris that he knows the organization and its history, right? Like, I know that he's crossed paths with Ray Perkins. Rest in peace. Ray Perkins passed away this week. And you put out a great tweet. Like, this is, Ray Perkins turned this around with George Young. Okay. So, honor him. Like, he's an important part of Giants history that gets overlooked. So, good job by you. But I didn't even
write about it too, Jerry, for the next issue.
Nice. Yeah, well, tease.
Because, look, Jerry, just quickly, I don't mean to interrupt you, brother, but just because I'll lose my thought.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, I do the same thing.
Just talking about Perkins, Jerry. About Perkins, mm-hmm. A guy like me, man, who lived through that wilderness years, right?
Yeah.
It looked like there wasn't going to be any hope.
Right.
None. Zero. Right?
Right.
Perkins is the one who started turning that around. He's the one who hired the Parcells, the Belichick.
Right.
He brought Parcells back after Parcells took a year off.
Right.
He got the – and Jerry, I guess you do remember this. Yeah, obviously. They went into Philadelphia in 1981, Jerry.
I was little, yeah. I was like seven years old, yeah.
Okay, so how much you remember, I don't know. But they went into Philly, who was the NFC champions at that time.
Yes.
Really good squad, dude. Really good squad, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
And knocked them off.
Yep.
In a playoff game.
Yep.
Us Giant fans, after sitting there in the 70s, Jerry, we were like, it was Christmas every day of the year. We were like, are you kidding? Yeah. We were stunned by that, dude. Yeah. Stunned.
Nice.
But the point being is that, why I mentioned that and why I might even write something on it for the next issue is that Perkins got the ball rolling.
Yeah. Yep.
What guys in Belichick, Parcells, and we all know the rest of it, right?
Yep.
So Perkins should be. He should be remembered, Jerry.
Yeah, and his last year, unfortunately, was the strike-shortened season in 82, and that was a weird year for the Giants. But, yeah, 81 for Giant fans is I would never compare it to 86, but it was the year that Giant fans like you and my father and your father and everybody's father suffered through the late 60s and all through the 70s. That year was very important and almost probably felt like a Super Bowl for those fans. But the other thing about Judge I wanted to bring up, again, as a fan and a buffoon, I love that he has – I got chills right now saying this. Chills. I love that he has the practice squad guys wearing old Giant jerseys. I think it's so cool. I think it honors the past, which for a long time the Giants, I felt, didn't. I know they have the Legacy Club and they have posters up. But this you get the sense that he understands this. This is a flagship franchise with a lot of Hall of Famers and a lot of great players that came before, and they shouldn't be forgotten. And by doing that little thing where you have Colt McCoy wearing Frank Gifford, somebody was wearing Emlyn Tennell's jersey this week. Like, that's awesome stuff. I love that. Yeah. I love it. I mean, and it reminds me of like, and you probably didn't love him as a coach at Notre Dame, but Charlie Weiss got the history of Notre Dame. I know he ultimately failed there, but he was into that. And that works for a while. And I think when you throw in all the preparation that Judge does with that honoring history factor, holy crap, dude. I love this guy. Love it.
Hey, it's one of the greatest franchises in sports history, Jerry.
Yeah,
the Giants.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Yep.
And obviously, it has a history, right?
Yep.
Going back 40, 50, 80, 90 years, whatever the hell it is now.
1925,
right?
Yep.
Back to the 25 and the 50s and the Giffer and all that stuff going on, man.
Yep.
And it should be on. And I think that was a really good move by Judge.
Love it.
He's embraced the tradition here. He's embraced this organization. And he just doesn't want to come in and coach. He wants to know everything about it.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Well said.
And I think Giant fans should be happy. And you know all the Giant fans, Jerry, would really love this, you know?
Oh, my God.
We have fans that write into the paper, Jerry, fans that tweet. Guys, I remember, games in the 60s, right?
Yeah, before that.
Right?
Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah.
I know you read some of the fan letters, Jerry, that you get, that you print in the paper. And, these guys talk about guys in the 50s.
Somebody's like, my first game was in the Polo Grounds. I'm like, oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. So for Judge to, embrace this.
Yeah.
And bring it out and show everybody, and I think it's great stuff, man. I really do.
Yeah. Wow, this is the pick segment. We've gone off. I love it. Awesome. This is the most fun pick segment we've ever done, Chris.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Where are we? Back to the picks.
Two more. Steelers at Bills, 8:20 Sunday night. I'm going to go Bills at home.
Yeah, I was going to say Buffalo's going to smoke them.
Yeah, Steelers going to lose two in a row. And here's one. Team kind of, I don't know what to make of this team. Ravens at Browns. When I say this team, I mean the Browns. They have a good running game. It seems like they're winning in spite of Baker Mayfield. The Ravens, I don't know what they are. They just beat the hell out of Dallas, but it's Dallas. I'm going to go Browns at home.
You know what, Jay? I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Okay. Good. Nice.
Yeah, well, look, Cleveland, that was a statement win last week in Tennessee. No question about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Good win for them. I just think I don't like the way they match up against Baltimore. I'm just going to go with Baltimore.
Nice.
But Cleveland's playing well, brother.
Yes, they are. All right, dude. Question time. Twitter questions. We received how many responses?
What about the Giants? We're going with the
Giants. Oh, my God. Yeah, sorry. Holy crap.
About that team called the Giants?
I have to go back to them. I was having so much fun talking about Joe Judge. Yes, so sorry, Chris. Most important game, 1 o'clock, Cardinals at Giants. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with the Giants, buddy.
Yeah, me too. Going with the Giants. Nice. See, it was understood. That's bad. Bad job by me. All right. Picks time. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I'm losing my mind. Twitter question time. 85 responses. Let's get into it. First one this week, Oscar Nieves. What's the hesitation on using Gallman from the outset? Clearly our best running back, but we rotate constantly in the first half, then break him out in the second. Is Oscar right with that, Chris, or is that more of something that happened in Seattle?
No, it was just something they wanted to get more of his looks. That's all. This is what they like to do. That's all. It had nothing to do with injury or nothing like that. They wanted to get more of us in, and then you saw a lot of Gallman in the second half. They changed it up at halftime a little bit. They went 13 a lot more, and they were going to run the ball no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And Gallman got those touches, and so did Morris.
Yeah.
That's all.
I expect Gallman to get – I expect him to be involved earlier this week. We'll see, though, Oscar. Joey Z, would Chris ever consider reaching out to the Giants, doing a film segment on Giants.com? Chris, I'm learning more and more every – I'm all about the game every week. Keep up the awesome work. Hashtag Bafunkru. That's nice of you to say, Joey. No, but I think the Giants should reach out to Chris. How about that? Boom.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm serious. Giants freak one. Because of the winning streak, does that mean Jerry will pick the Giants every week? I didn't pick them last week, bud. I picked against them. So, no. It's just the winning streak means that the music stays, at least until, you know, for the foreseeable future. Hashtag Bafunkru. Sal New York always asks a good question. With what the Giants did to Russell Wilson in Seattle, is the O-line's performance against 8 and 9 man boxes being overlooked, Chris? Hashtag Buffoon Crew.
No, is the Giants offensive line being overlooked?
Yeah, against nine man boxes.
Not after gaining 195 yards.
Yeah.
They're not being overlooked. Everybody's praising how well they run blocking, and guys like Andrew Thomas and you know, are really playing well, man, especially pass pro, man.
Yeah.
So not enough. They're not being overlooked. I mean, they've run the ball over 100 yards, I think, seven games in a row, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And you know, that was a pretty good run defense Seattle has, and the Giants took it to them in the second half. So, no, nobody's overlooking them.
A lot of good questions this week. I haven't even skipped one yet. Kyle Cass at K Cashed Out. I'm interested to see how Saquon does in the new blocking scheme, provided he's healthy next season. I know we ran a lot of zone schemes when he was healthy, but this line succeeds in power blocking. What do you think? Hashtag live for the Bic sessions.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see next year when Saquon comes back.
Right. I just wanted to read that because he said live for the Bic sessions. Just Gill, a question for Jerry. We are quickly approaching episode 99A. What comes after that? Are there enough players to name? Yeah, for the most part, Gill, I'll figure that out. I'll name the next best player for 1 through 99. We'll go from there. Giants Carb Crush. Hey, Jerry and Chris, do you both think the tandem of Ryan and Peppers is better than Roll and Kenny Phillips? Hopefully, Entre Roll doesn't listen to this podcast. Because right now, I don't know. That's a tough. I'm talking myself out of it. I don't know. It's similar. What do you think?
Yeah, no, those guys came up big right in the Super Bowl. I'm not going to go there right now.
Yeah, I can't because Entre Roll came over. It was like they had C.C. Brown. Roll came over as like the savior in 2010. Remember that signing was like, oh, thank God we have a safety now?
Yeah, sure.
We had horrible safeties for a while, especially with Kenny Phillips getting hurt in, what, 09 early on. I mean, our safeties were atrocious. So we're gonna leave that one alone, bud. Sorry, Chris. His name's Chris. Let's see. Adriana Iafola, what do the Giants need to do differently this week to guarantee a win? I'd love to see the offense put up 24 points. I mean, I don't know if they have to do anything differently, Adriana. I think they have to, especially with Daniel Jones coming back. I mean, I know he's not going to be 100%, but it's really I don't want to say the defense is carrying it, but the defense and running game, it's like the football 101. You have a running game and you have a defense, you're going to be in every game and you win the turnover battle, no?
Well, Adriana, if Jones plays, you're going to see more in the air, brother. You're going to see the receivers getting a lot more involved, obviously, than Colt McCoy played. So that's going to be your difference there a little bit more. To get them to 24, look for Jones to hurt him in the air, you know.
Yeah.
McCoy was like, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah.
Jones is going to take some shots. You know, he'll take some shots, and they'll lose some more in the air game, hopefully. But nothing's guaranteed, you know. You hope to get to 24. And we'll see, you know, we'll see. But it's there, though, Jerry. They could do it. They could get to 24 easily this week.
Richard Mullen, any way to put Bob Papa calls over of big plays over the new intro music each week? Richard, I don't know if there's a copyright infringement thing. I got to be very careful with that. We would need permission from Papa himself. I don't want to just do that. But yes, there is a way to do it. But then we're adding more time and effort to the intro. So we'll see, buddy.
You don't want to mess with the intro now anyway.
Yeah, no, I got to leave it alone. Good call, Chris. Yes, yes, Richard. We're not going to touch the intros. Good call, Chris. Proud Joe Judgian. These names are great. Do you have any reason to believe the players' coaching staff listen to this podcast? Probably not. No. I would think no. But who the hell knows?
Probably not, but I'm not in the locker room to find out and talk to these guys on the side. So
I would
can't
bet.
Can't rule it out.
I would bet next year if Chris was to get one guy to listen, it would be Sterling Shepard.
Well, probably a few guys. You know?
Yeah.
I know Mike Thomas listened last year.
That's right.
Mike Thomas listened to one of ours last year, but I don't know. We don't talk to those guys this year. It's tough.
What a good dude Mike Thomas is, huh?
Oh, he's a great guy, man. Well deserved the paid nominee.
Nomination, absolutely.
Just a good dude, bro.
A good human being.
Yep. And you know what is a sign of a good guy, Jerry?
Yeah.
Even Snacks, right?
Yeah.
And Snacks could be edgy. He could be his own man, Snacks. He could be difficult, Snacks. He could be. Yeah. I'm not gonna, say he can't, but you notice how Mike Thomas he's been in Houston the whole season, but he'll still reach back when they reach out to him.
Yep.
Notice that?
He does. Yep.
He still reaches back. That's a sign of a good, really, most people, I'm out of here. That's it. See you. Bye bye. You never hear from me again, right?
Yep.
And even Snacks too, man. So, but Mike Thomas is a really good dude, really good human being.
Two dudes who sent a very nice message when they left. So just leave it at that. They're very good people.
Yep.
Chris Birdie, best Giants content bar none. Thanks, buddy. Question, with the reduced cap, would trading back in the draft make the most sense? He has Tito Wooten at the end. I have no idea why he has that. Not where the Giants are picking. And it's not like it was years ago, Chris, where you get so much more money at the – like Jamarcus Russell basically broke that, right? Like he got so much money for being the first pick. He stunk. They almost have like this – they lowered the rookie cap. You can only make so much, so it doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, yeah. And Sam Bradford really broke it, boy.
Oh, that's right.
That was the last big one. It was Bradford? Remember him, Jerry?
Was it? Because
Bradford with the last big one. Yeah, and that was it. After that, they went to that rookie pool.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about that trading back. I don't know.
I don't think it even matters.
Let's see what the cap is.
Yeah.
As far as that, no, it doesn't really matter because the rookie pool has their own pool.
Yeah.
You know, the rookies have their own pool. There's only so much they can make.
Right. Chris Roberti. Guys, thanks for answering my question last week. You did the impossible and made my 9-year-old son think I'm cool. Well, join the club, buddy. Question. With the offensive line gelling so well, I keep noticing people being so quick to cut Zeitler this offseason. Is it that much of a cap saver? Well, Chris, I did some research before. If the Giants cut him next year, they save like $12 million on the cap, and it's a $2 million cap hit. So, yes, it's a lot of money. But there would be renegotiation they could do. So I'll ask you, Chris, do you think Zeitler is one that they want to bring back next year?
Well, look, Jerry, at the beginning of the year, I was putting out there a lot saying this is Zeitler's last year.
Right.
We could save $12 million, right.
But now,
I tell you what, brother.
I know.
I tell you what, brother.
Yep.
The way he's played the last 5, 6, 7 games. Look, would you like to maybe bring that number down a little bit? That's going to be a lot of money he's making next year as a guard,
Yep.
But I want him back.
So do I.
Want him back. I want to try. He's played really well. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jerry.
No, it's good. I want to try and bring his number down and bring him back. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and if you don't bring his number down, you don't bring it down.
Right.
That's the way I look at it right now. You like to see that come down a little bit, maybe free up some, especially with the cap number going to be going down because of the COVID. But I tell you what, man, he's a real good pass pro guard, and he's really playing well in the run game. He's a good locker room guy. He busts his butt, tough as nails.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy the way he looked beginning. Yeah, I said, okay, this is it for him. We can move on from him, especially, with Lemieux. Maybe you're looking at Lemieux and Will next year. But I tell you what, dude, yeah, I want him back, and we'll see what they want to do with the cap number, but I want him back.
Nice job. Ruben Vargas, best regards from Barcelona. Right back at you. Now, we answered that last week, Ruben. We'd rather keep Williams. not to be so from Jarrett Talbot, not to be too much in the moment as things look great in the past few weeks. Yes, we do think Gettleman returns. A lot of the Gettleman questions, guys. We think he's coming right as it stands right now. We believe he's coming back, and the Giants have shown enough improvement. And again, we've talked about the draft free agency. Look, for all the sins he's committed, and we agree with you, you cannot argue with what he's done in 2020. It's been a spectacular job. So with, what we say, 8 out of 10 draft picks contributing, really 7, and we're waiting on McKinney with the free agent class he's brought in. Forget about it.
And so, Jerry.
Yeah.
And Jerry. And a free agent class that's front-loaded in contracts. It's right. Not going to hurt this team down the road, dude, like Reese did in 2016.
It's a great point.
A guys, great point. Folks, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
They can move on from these guys if it goes sour the next year or two.
Yeah.
You're not getting stuck with huge contracts like we did with the Snacks and, you know, Vern, at the time, Vernon. Who's the other guy I missed? There was another big name, wasn't it?
Jenkins.
Oh, Janoris. Jackrabbit. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
These are front-end contracts. So... You know, this is a great job I get him with these free agents, man. He brought in quality. He brought in guys making impact. And you're not going to tie you up down the road, man.
Yep. Yeah, and I was going to add to that, like, it's the second level free agents he's brought in, too. Like, I mean.
Sure.
You know, like, it wasn't just Martinez Bradbury, which had been incredible. But, like, you know, signing Graham Gano, all right, you signed a kicker. Great. He's been incredible. Trading for Isaac Yiadom.
Hey, wow. Jerry, Logan Ryan was a second end.
Yeah, that's a good point.
September, man.
Yep, that's right.
He's not playing like a second,
right.
Second level right. free agent right now, but at the time, he was.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let's see. A few more. All things Giants. Looking back to before the season, at the things you were either concerned or felt good about regarding the team, do you still feel the same way about those things now? Hashtag Buffoon Crew. All things Giants, I didn't feel good about much. I was worried about everything. So there's nothing I felt. If I felt good about something beginning of the season, I still feel that way.
Like what?
But I don't.
There wasn't one thing you could feel.
No,
good
that's
about,
what I mean. Right? Like I'm trying to think. Like I'm just trying to make a blanket statement. But I feel better about everything else. Like the offensive line, the defensive line. I guess the defensive line was the only thing going in.
That's it.
And yes, I feel good about it.
I'm with you. That was it. Defensive line, you say, okay, it looks like we'll be good defensive line. Other than that, Nothing. Did you feel good about the offensive line?
No.
Do you feel better now? Yep.
Safeties?
Secondary?
Nothing. No.
Now? Yep.
Yeah.
Quarterback Jones? I don't know. Now? Yeah. Right?
Right.
It's amazing, man.
It really is. Coach, not sure. Now?
Coach, not, obviously you're not. Look, Jerry, we said it a million times, brother, in training camp. Hey, that's great. He's doing this. But you know what? All that matters is wins or losses, how he coaches, game management, and what happens during games, right?
Yep.
Well, so right now we're feeling good about that too.
Yeah, now, I mean, I didn't know about Judge at all, really, other than he was referred by Belichick. Now I'm ready to put up a statue of the guy. I just love the guy. He's doing nothing wrong. So we'll see. Hopefully he can keep it going. Peyton Combs, can't wait for the pod tonight. If Hopkins doesn't play, are there any other receivers on the Cardinals that you worry about? Hashtag Buffoon Crew.
One guy I do worry about a little bit, they're going to go vertical with him a little bit, is Christian Kirk. Yeah. He could do some damage to you, Kirk. He could. And obviously, you know, listen, Larry Fitzgerald is Larry Fitzgerald. Now, he's basically a 5 to 10 yard receiver, but, you know, Larry's still Larry. He could still do something to you, so you can't overlook him, you know?
Yeah. An Odell question. I don't want to answer it. Odell, I wish you nothing but the best, buddy. You're Cleveland's problem now.
Folks, if you think we're going to go on Twitter and talk about Odell again, you notice it ain't happening.
I'm done.
I think that's played out. Okay, what did he say this time? Oh, he felt this. Folks, who cares now? I mean, come on. Yeah. We're fighting for a division. I don't think anybody really cares what Odell says, do they?
No.
I don't. Jerry don't.
No.
I'm not going on Twitter writing articles about it. Oh, Odell, who cares?
We're on to the NFC East. How about that, Chris? We're on to the NFC East.
I don't really care what Odell says anymore. It's long, long gone now.
Yeah.
I wish the guy well. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I know the dude's hurt, obviously, for the year. But, you know, who cares what he says about the Giants anymore? Guys, after fighting for this division, important games in December, it looked like we have a foundation built for years. do we really give a flying, you know what Odell says now? I don't, Jerry.
And by the way, Chris, Gil Brandt agrees with you, as you retweeted.
Did he?
Well, no, Gil Brandt. No, you retweeted Gil Brandt saying, I look at the NFC East and I see Washington and I see New York ascending.
Yeah.
He's right. Yeah.
Yep. And by the way, Jerry.
Yes.
Pretty good chance Washington gets 7 wins, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking at that like, oh my God, I know. So nervous. Mm.
Boy, I remember when I said that back before the season started.
You were made fun of.
Mm.
Yep. That's right, buddy. All right, two more. Frank Seattle. There's a Coach Raider internet site. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, Frank. That listed Judge this week as the 30th best coach. So my question is there a dumber person on the planet than that guy? Hashtag buffoon crew, hashtag not a relative. Yeah, someone keeps tweeting that, like Joe Judge, and it's in our timeline. Joe Judge was ranked 30th. Yeah, whatever you're doing, dude, change careers. Because I don't know what grading system you're giving, but get a life, change careers. That's terrible. Why is it out there?
I don't even know what the hell that is, man. I heard about it. I'd never read it. I don't know. I don't know how this person comes up with a grading system. I don't know. Judge wins a few more games. He's going to be considered for Coach of the Year.
He's going to be ranked number one.
I'm just saying, so I don't know how that works. But.
Kyle Johnson, I got to ask this because I gave him a tough time last week. He said, game's over. And then I said it at old, because the Seahawks on their last drive, he wrote, game's over. And I'm like, oh, Kyle. And then when the Giants won,
Maybe he meant the game over, the Giants are going to win.
He did not. He's a Debbie Downer. I love Kyle, but he's a downer. And I said it towards old takes exposed. Kyle,
I tried to stick up for you. Clarify it, man. Send us a tweet. I say you're saying that the game's over. The Giants are going to shut him down. And no. Jerry thinks you mean Seattle's going to go down the field and score. So let us know.
No way. No way. Love Kyle, but no way. He's a downer. It's all right, buddy. I'll ask you a question. Do you think the Giants should look to re-sign Leonard Williams now or during the free agency period? I don't know if they can if he's franchised. I'm not sure if they have to. I don't understand how that works. I'd rather lock him up now if they could, Kyle. He's playing that well. He's ascending. He's 26 years old. He's a few months younger than Dalvin Tomlinson. That's crazy to me. Because Tomlinson was drafted in, I think, 17. And he's actually younger than Dalvin Tomlinson. I would sign him now, man, and lock him up. Lock him down.
Yeah, here's the problem with that, Jerry, is that you can't – don't expect any of that now because of they don't know what the numbers is going to be like salary cap-wise.
That's a good point.
Because of COVID. So, Kyle, that stuff is out the window right now, brother. They're going to have to get salary cap numbers because they think it might go down as much as $20 million,
So
you can't go right now and go, all right, let's call his agent. Let's get a long-term deal done here because they don't know what the numbers are going to be, man.
Yeah.
That stuff's all going to wait to after season.
Two more.
Big contracts I'm talking about, Jerry. Not little things. I'm talking about big contracts,
No, you're right. Two more because they're related to each other. They're good questions. Frank the Tank at RomoCop 74. Guys, love the show. I also love Carter Coughlin. He's smart, athletic, and has a nose for the football. Give me your thoughts on the kid. Can he be a full-time starter? I'll hang up and listen. Chris.
I don't know if he'll be a full-time starter, but he's definitely a guy in pass rush situations. I like him in his situation packages. I really do. Yeah. I don't know about full-time starter yet.
Yeah.
I'm not going with that yet, but I tell you what, he did a hell of a job last week.
Wonderful.
Because what they did, they did a little twist up front with Coughlin, right?
Yeah.
And what Graham had him doing was that those little twists he was doing up front, he was just like floating at the line, like mirroring Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And they used his speed, okay, to kind of keep Wilson in check. And you saw it a few times when Russell tried to get out of the pocket, the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
And Carter tracked him down.
Yep.
Or cut down his angle, whatever it might have been. He did a hell of a job, Coughlin. That was a smart move by Graham. They really utilized Coughlin's speed last week. And you know what? Look for a lot of the same thing this week, man, with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, good point, Chris. Good answer. That's our dogs now. Our dogs are barking. Hey, we got the barking.
Now it's FedEx is here. That's my dog.
We got the barking dogs. I think we have company coming, so my dogs bark. That's awesome. One more. One fishy scientist. Who is your here's what she writes. Who is your rookie of the year on this team? Hashtag buffoon crew. And she spelled buffoon wrong and said, sorry, it's that Stockton University education, knowing that I went to Stockton as well. Ha ha, fishy scientist, you're funny. Who's your rookie of the year? That's a good question because so many have contributed. Chris, you actually answered this. You have you wrote about this. You wrote about this in the Insider last week.
Yeah, I had it right now. I had Darnay Holmes, but Andrew's slightly behind him. But the way Andrew Thomas is finishing up, okay, the way he's playing, the way I it looks like it's going to be Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. As the season progresses, Andrew Thomas is getting so good. And you're seeing why the Giants took him at four when Judge stepped in and took charge of things. And, I mean, I have to go with Thomas as well. And there's a lot of guys contributing. But I'm going to go Andrew Thomas as well, but good one. All right, buddy. Anything else you want to throw in?
No, that's it. Everybody enjoy the game.
All right, Giant fans, to order a subscription to the Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription. MAGZTER, and download the Giant Insider App Store. Bob Sagendorf, I apologize already, as I realized I did not do the reset at all this podcast. Okay. So
You are in trouble now.
the wrist slap, that's fine. I'll get a text message either tonight or tomorrow as he's listening. So my bad. All right, Giant fans, remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.